Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ariel.
And Jess.
With your 9 a.m. Zlines. In local news, the Tambourine Theatre scene is set to stage Alfred Hitchcock's suspenseful play The Rope, offering audiences a gripping theatrical experience. For those of you who might not know, the production delves into the psychological complexities of crime and morality as two young men commit a murder in order to prove their intellectual superiority and a few other things that we shall not mention on radio. But definitely have a look into the finer details of the play if you're interested. Rehearsals are underway and performances are scheduled to run from July 4th to the 19th at the Zamir Theatre.
Just recently, we have found out through our own little investigation after experiencing power outages at 4ZZZ headquarters that the Spring Hill area in the CBD has also been experiencing some power outages. The Energexis power outage map shows an unplanned outage zone with the cause under investigation.
In national news, the federal government has decided to sign off on an extension of Australia's largest oil and gas project until 2070, with many climate advocates describing it as, quote, a dark day, end quote. On Wednesday, the newly appointed Environment Minister, Murray Watt, approved Woodside's proposal to extend the life of its North West Shelf gas project after it being put aside for 6 years. Australian Conservation Foundation campaigner Piper Rowlands expresses her concerns. Quote, this state is going to suffer the most, and this project is going to disproportionately drive climate change and make it even worse, end quote, she said.
For our space fans, astronomers in Western Australia have detected a mystery stellar object which emitted pulses of light for 120 seconds, approximately every 44 minutes. A handful of objects like this have been found before, but this is the first to emit both radio waves and X-rays. This finding possibly opens up new ways to understand matter and nuclear fusion. One proposition is a super-dense star called a neutron star, regularly hitting Earth with a beam of energy from its poles.
In international news, two Brazilian nuns, sisters Marisol Cassiano and Marisa de Paula, members of the Sapiosa Redentio congregation, have gained international attention after an impromptu beatboxing and dance performance on the Catholic TV channel Pai Eterno. During a discussion about vocational retreat, the sisters performed a song about religious life, with Sister Marisol beatboxing and Sister Marisa dancing. Their spontaneous act has since gone viral on social media.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Gotta get that paycheck.